On the line now, I have Carl Smith, Dublin PRO of Irish Water Safety. Good afternoon, Carl. How are you?
Good afternoon to you, Noel. How are you?
Okay, we always have you on Irish Water Safety every bank holiday weekend. It's just to sort of remind people, because I'm reading the stats from your website. I mean, the certificates handed out to kids, there's as many that didn't get them as that got them. What's happening there?
Well, basically, as you know, we spoke before, I think around Christmas time, that we have a PAWS program, a Primary Aquatics Water Safety Program, mm-hmm. Which we deliver in primary schools, of which we issue 40,000 certs per year. But as you know, at Easter time, there's over 500,000 children from schools out playing around for the 2 weeks that they have off.
Mm-hmm.
For a week. Yeah.
And in particular... Sorry, go on.
Oh, no, so what we do is we do have that program in place. We do put out the certs, but that leaves up to 440,000 or 450,000, roughly, kids that are left without them. So we just want to highlight the issues that are at hand with the drowning and responsibility that is needed and constant supervision in the aquatic environments for the parents and guardians of the kids.
Yeah, because there's more water activity than there ever has been before. And, I mean, the weather is perfect, really. I mean, it might be a little bit of a chill there, but it doesn't stop people from going out and enjoying the water, especially with the different variety of sports they can do on them.
Absolutely. Like, in today's day and age, we have so many different water-based activities. And when the weather's good the way it is today, blue sunny skies, you just want to get a pair of shorts on you and go straight out to the beach. I know that myself, anyway, because I'll probably be heading to the beach today.
Mm-hmm.
But we just do want to issue the warning of caution, just specifically with children as well, because drownings do occur each year when a child would escape to watch alive their guardians, and that's something that we want to just be mindful of for any parents out there. If you are near any waterways, that's inland or coastal as well, if any waterway at all.
Yeah, I always think, I mean, it's a bad analogy, but I always think that people, when they go to the beach or anywhere near water, they should regard it like going to a where cars are, you know, like a highway, because, I mean, because it's water doesn't mean it's safe and it's soft when you fall. But, I mean, some children have been, in the smallest amount of water, there have been some terrible tragedies, isn't there?
Yeah, and you can drown in a glass of water or half an inch of water as well. So you do have to be very cautious around it. When it comes to the coastal regions and even the inland, we cannot control what the sea does or the lakes do at all, but we can adapt and we can try to prevent drownings from happening. And with surfing and with water sports, other water sports and swimming and stuff like that, we've just adapted as humans to that environment. Mm-hmm. But we don't control it. We cannot control it at all. So you do have to be very mindful of that, regardless of who the lifeguard is. If it's David or, mm-hmm. Hoffman or that, it's the Hoffmeister.
Yes, yeah.
Regardless of who it is, you still have to be very cautious of it or what their experience is. They're going to be cautious too, so do you.
Yeah, because contrary to popular belief, because we talked about this before, when drownings happen, they're not as dramatic as they're made to look on TV or in movies. There's nobody screaming and shouting or flailing around.
Yeah.
Happens very quietly.
40 children aged 14 and under died in the decade up to 2012. Some of them were silent drownings, and it can be a matter of seconds. And again, as we spoke just 2 seconds ago there, a few inches of water, just simply as you could have fall, tripped, become unconscious, and then water just goes into your lungs. You just do have to be very careful with that. So there are some other hazards that are out there at Easter. For drowning, definitely 54% of drownings occur inland. That's with walkers just walking too close to the edge sometimes, and they just fall in. Something could happen to them in there. 34% on the coastal regions, especially with anglers.
Mm-hmm.
So we want anglers just to be very vigilant on the coasts and shorelines, especially at the Atlantic swells, because we never know what's going to happen out there. Do make sure you read the weather forecast and the Met Office, go to the Met Office. But if you do see an emergency, or if you can see an emergency or emergency happens, do call 911 or 999112. Okay. Sorry, I'm only back from the States there.
Okay. Different numbers over there, I think. But 54%, was curious to read, occur inland. So, I mean, with the amount of rain we get in Ireland, I suppose the erosion of some of the riverbanks, that it could just crumble away under your feet and that sort of thing. People should be wary of that.
Yeah, the soil that we have is easy to come away, like with soil creep, and there's various different things occurring under there. It's not as solid as we think sometimes, so you do have to be careful. Like if you look at the bogland area, it's just almost like a marsh, and it could just crumble away from you. If you're at the side of a canal, the canals are over 200 years old, just be very cautious walking around them. Same with rivers and lakesides too. You don't know the environment yet unless you've built it yourself. You don't know the structures. Just be mindful. We're not saying that everything's bad. Just be mindful and have it set in your mind just to be cautious of where you are.
Yeah, I mean, people should sort of reconnoitre some of the areas. If they happen to be going away for the weekend, okay, I'll check out what it is where and ask locals. And it's easy to find out, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. The local knowledge is one of the best things you could ever even ask for. I know from my own experience going down to Clifton and Galway, me and my brother and my family, we would go for the odd swim, but we always ask the locals, even down the country or even in Dublin, people love to talk. We love talking to each other. We love talking to foreign people, everything. Irish people just love talking. And the locals are your first point of call. I train the Dublin life-saving team. Mm-hmm. And we train in Port Marnock and also in Killiney during the summer times. And we always ask the locals about certain things, that there could be problems in the water, where if there's a rip there that we wouldn't know about, but they would know about it. It's a reoccurring one, or there's loads of different things, but local knowledge is one of the most important things. Also, then you have the Met Office and then your other line.
Mm-hmm. Because I remember we were going to Spain. I went to Spain with the family a couple of years ago, and one particular part we went to, and there was a beautiful, beautiful beach, water. Looked a little bit rough, but it was terrific. But one part on the left-hand side, it was okay, but if you went over to the right, it was inclined to be more turbulent. So some of the locals were telling us, like, stay over on the left unless you're a really good swimmer. So this is the sort of information that you're talking about.
Exactly. It's actually the same very much so in Skerries, if you look at that. On one side of the harbour, or the harbour side, it could be calm and flat, beautiful, but the other side on the long beach that you have, looking at the islands, it could be crazy and very stormy out there. So you do have to be careful. In one location, you could have two or three different types of tides going on or different conditions in the water.
Okay. Now, you have all these guides up on your website, iws.ie, so people can look them up. It's just, I'm just thinking there, reading some of it, that where you normally say make sure your phone is fully charged, where you charge a phone, it lasts for a couple of days. But now with these new phones, you're lucky if they last a day and a half. So do make sure before you set off, and you're going to be a few hours gone, to make sure it's fully charged before you leave.
Absolutely, yeah. Make sure that your phone is charged. In my car, I actually have an in-car charger. So I always have my phone on charge if I'm driving anywhere. Also, at home, if you are going out to the beach, just do let someone else know. Don't go alone is another big important one. Mm-hmm. Try and go with someone else. Go for a walk, or if you're going surfing or something like that, always let someone know how long you're going to be gone for, when you intend to come back. So people know that you are away and they know where you are at all times.
Okay. Up on the website, you get all these tips. But another big one that we always mention when I have Irish Water Safety on is that when people are socialising and having a bit of crack and they're out on the water, whether it's on a boat or swimming, and no matter what it's doing, if you're only running around on the beach, alcohol is a no-no as far as water is concerned. You do not mix water with alcohol, even when you're drinking it.
Yeah, exactly. So what I would suggest and what Irish Water Safety suggests is don't consume alcohol before the activity or during the activity. Wait till later on, celebrate and have a chat in the local pub or wherever you want to go, but just leave it out of the water. Stay away from that and consume it later. And especially with this weekend being the Easter holidays, I would recommend to celebrate at home with family.
Okay. And finally, if you're out on the boat as well, the life jackets is all important. And these special new ones with the crotch strap. Yeah, they're the infallible, more or less, aren't they?
Yeah, it's like if you're boating, it's one of the big ones that we're trying to tell people to life jackets must be worn at all times, and even with kids. It's essential, especially for the kids, to wear them. And the cross-strap ones, the reason why they're there is so you don't have the risk of the kids slipping through the boat or slipping off the boat or anything. So, but you can definitely get more of that advice, especially with dealing with the boat, is at www.aquaattack.ie. But you can also find the links through our own website, iwf.ie.
Okay. And another safety thing you have as well, because a lot of people with alcohol, even if they're not near the water, but when you're walking along the side, they're inclined to mess around with some of the boys. And just, if you notice any of them lying around the beach, there's a system for going through. You can give me the details of that. If people notice where there's one missing, or maybe just one is thrown onto the beach or whatever.
Yes, we notice that there is a lot of ring boys go missing from time to time, but you can just low call us on 1890 420 202, and then you can just let us know.
Okay. As I say, there's lots more, but all the tips are up there. But the PAWS program, very successful, I must say, Carl. It's really, really terrific, and Irish Water Safety, which has to be congratulated on that. It's really great, because I think there's more kids learning how to swim now than ever before.
Absolutely. Like, kids are naturally curious about water, and that's where parents should definitely check to see if their local primary school has introduced the Irish Water Safety PAWS program, which is a component of the primary school curriculum that can teach kids how to stay safer in the waters. It's also really crucial that parents or that teachers know that there's free resources, and they can just contact the Irish Water Safety and we can give them all that they need for it. And there's still enough time left before the summer holiday comes up to even teach the program and add it into the school curriculum.
Yeah,
and even for next year, add it in too.
Yeah, and I think if it's going to be like last year, we're going to have an absolutely terrific summer. And I know we're talking about the bank holiday weekend here at Easter, but this applies to all the year round, all these safety measures. And
people
should, you know, you just can't relax, really, when you have young kids around water. You just can't. And to look up rews.ie for all the safety tips would be a great idea.
Exactly. And if you want, as we say, with the PAWS program, do contact your school teacher. As most of it, people, when it is a PAWS program to do with aquatics, the whole program is actually, well, most of the program is based, it's all based in a class, so in your classroom setting, so you don't have to go beside a pool or a beach. It's just creating awareness of how to be safer in water for the kids, and that's what we really want to drill home. And again, it's free for teachers to come and contact us. We'll be able to send them all the right documents for their class.
Okay, so, Carl. Are you doing that exciting yourself? Well, I mean, you're not being away in America, so you're probably relaxing the weekend, like jet lag and all that.
I'm actually going down to Clifton with my family now, so this weekend we're having a quiet time, get together, because I've been away for so long. So,
Okay, well, enjoy the weekend, and I'll talk to you again probably on the next one. But thank you very much, Carl Smith, Dublin PRO.
Thank you very much, Bill.
Thank you. Bye.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. And that's Carl Smith, Dublin PRO of Irish Water Safety. And just look up iws.ie about all the safety tips there, and about PAWS as well. That's the Safety Primary Aquatics Water Safety Program they have for children.